welcome you to our Easter morning service. Our next hymn is Christ the Lord is Risen Today. If you'd like to follow along in your hymn book, it's 323. The text will also be on the screen. We'll just sing the first two stanzas, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Seated. We'll sing that fourth stanza, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, 323, to sing the last stanza together.
Following our exalted every Resurrection Day, once a year, I would invite you to follow in saying He is risen indeed. As I say, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. We're glad to have you here. If you're here for the first time today as a visitor, we welcome you. There's a Connect card in the seat back in front of you. If you'll take a few moments and fill that out, drop it by the welcome desk at the end of the service. It'll give us a record of your visit, and they also have a small gift of appreciation for you there. I want to thank the choir members, the readers, the children, the musicians, the sound technicians, and Pastor Brian for all the work that's gone into this presentation today. Their labor is really a reflection of their love for the Lord. They sing and minister for His glory, for His praise. And I hope that you have that same love for Christ and that you will use the spiritual gifts that He's given you for His glory and for His praise as well. Also, I want to thank those who decorated downstairs and for all of you who brought that delicious food. It was wonderful. If you missed it, there may be some there, but I doubt it. It was really, really good and a great way to have to start our fellowship time together today. We need to be in prayer for Dave Bailey. Dave's wife, Linda, went home to be with the Lord Friday evening, and he would appreciate our prayers for God's grace and His strength on his behalf. I hope you'll come to the evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll be looking at Luke chapter 24, and one of my favorite accounts, the account of Jesus walking with the two on the road to Emmaus and they not knowing that it was him. That actually happened on that first Resurrection Sunday in the evening. So I trust you'll be here tonight for that. This Saturday, the Prime Timers will be going to the Toledo Zoo. There's a sign-up sheet in the lobby, details in the bulletin on that. Next Sunday, Awana leaders will be meeting to plan the annual pancake breakfast. That is at April 18th on Saturday, that breakfast, and so planning next Sunday. Our children's church this morning is a little bit different. We're going to have it up for those up through kindergarten. So if you have a child that fits that age, now is the time. Kids, you can get up and you can meet your teachers at the front, go downstairs for children's church. So if there are any children that up to that age, you're welcome to go. Miss Kim Miracle is here. Yeah, now is the time. I know it's a little unusual and it's embarrassing getting up in front of everybody, but you're welcome to do that anytime. We're looking forward to having the Threl Falls with us on Sunday morning, April 26th. They are missionaries at Bob Jones Memorial College in the Philippines. And today, as our missionary minute, we're praying for Sarah Morris, who also teaches at that same college in the Philippines. So let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask His blessing on this service and on these requests. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for sending your Son to die for our sins and to be raised so that we can be justified. We thank you for the confident hope that you give those who place their trust in Christ alone for salvation. They can say with Job of the Old Testament, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And may the grace that has saved us help us to serve you and live for you every day. We do pray for Dave Bailey this morning in his loss. I pray that you'll comfort his heart and give wisdom in the days ahead. And then we pray for Sarah Morris, who's been serving you faithfully by training the next generation of young people to follow you, both in the college and in the church she attends. We pray for that church's outreach as they go out every Sunday afternoon and tell others about your love, invite them to church. We pray for the students who graduated at the end of March. Help them to use what they have learned in their Bible classes to go out and serve you. And we ask now that you'll use the offering that will be taken here in a few minutes to reach others around the world and here at home with the gospel. We thank you for those who are here. We pray that your spirit will be with us and that you will bless this service. May we go from this place knowing that we've been in your presence and that our hearts have been open to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. A king, perhaps, but no king of ours. We have no king but Caesar. As a member of the Sanhedrin and a Sadducee of no mean rank, I knew all about that man. He should have left the money changers alone. What right did he have to question the business of the high priest? Who did he think he was, stirring up the common rabble with all his pious talk and wild claims? Tear down the temple in 3 days and I will rebuild it, he said. Ha! We took care of him. I was present for his trial. We made sure we found something that would seal his destruction. Gave us a bit of a trouble there for a while trying to pin something on him, but then the high priest caught him, in blasphemy no less, claiming to be the Son of the Most High. Ha! I saw him bearing his cross. I remember when they drove in the spikes into his flesh, and it was my suggestion they turn him so he might face the temple. I wanted him to suffer and remember what he said. Those interfering Romans put a sign over him, King of the Jews. That obstinate pig Pilate wouldn't change it. Well, so what about what he said? Some throne for a king. Pity he didn't linger a little longer. Seemed to call for Elias towards the end, but no one could help him. Don't you believe the rumors going around that I have a good authority that his followers came and stole away his remains? I will always relish the torture involved. Ah, when those Romans tied him up for those lashes, I will always remember his back and those stripes, those bloody stripes.